Welcome back to the web bonus with Art Speak. I'm joined by Carol Thompson, the Fred and Rita Richmond Curator of African Art at the High Museum. And we first just want to talk a little bit about Carol's background and how she kind of got started curating and how she really ended up in Atlanta.
My primary museum experience in New York was with the Museum for African Art. I began working at the museum when it was located in two adjacent townhouses at 68th and Park, when the very brilliant and dynamic director was Susan Vogel, and then continued to work with the museum for 9 years. It was, I think, maybe the most exciting time for the Museum for African Art, because in the first 10 years, the museum became the most dynamic institution, private institution, organizing exhibitions of African art and publishing books for each exhibition. The museum didn't have a permanent collection, but organized thematic exhibitions by borrowing from public and private collections nationally and internationally. That experience was invaluable to me for the network of colleagues that I met and got to know. And those relationships are, in fact, still coming to fruition and benefiting the High Museum. This last year, we received year-end gifts from collectors in Seattle and in New York, very significant gifts that whose importance matches begins to match the importance of the gifts made by Fred and Rita Richmond. Fred and Rita Richmond are, of course, the primary patrons of African art at the High. In the time that I've been here, I've been working to build new patrons and develop new collectors. The museum started an annual event that has become wildly popular and really fun. It's the annual Collectors' Evening. It's almost a bit too much like reality TV for my taste, but it's curators compete with one another to get the people who come to the event and support the event to vote for the work that they've selected. So we've had 4 events, and I've been successful 3 out of 4 times. The work that I selected this year is a Pende mask from Democratic Republic of the Congo. I had bid on it at auction at the Robert Rubin auction at Sotheby's May a year ago, but was not successful. The person who purchased it never followed through with the payment, so it was then offered to the High again. And I made it my selection for the Collector's Evening and had a second chance. It very much evokes Picasso's Les Demoiselles d'Avignon, with a very distorted face, black on one side and white on the other. And that work is already on view. Anyway, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. So in New York, I worked at the Museum for African Art. Susan Vogel was and remains one of my most important mentors. She is known for her connoisseurship, and that's something that I think I've also contributed to the High. People are now giving work to the High Museum because they know that I'm building a collection that is of exceptionally high quality. I'm working to represent African art at the highest possible level.
I know you have some experience as associate curator as well as a curator for education at the Museum of African Art in New York. And how do you feel that kind of prepared you for curating at the High?
So I think perhaps more so than for other curators, I consider myself as much an educator as a curator. Because I think African art has been so badly misrepresented and distorted. There's a lot of work to be done to correct the misperceptions. And I think that becomes a very complex and in some ways traumatic story. I think very often people still hold on to ideas that were generated during the 19th century, the racist stereotypes that were used to validate the enslavement of African peoples over the course of many hundreds of years. So I think primitive, savage, all those ideas, too often people still hold those ideas in their mind when they think of Africa. And they're not at all true to the historical reality. There were many great civilizations in Africa, not only ancient Egypt, but ancient Ghana, Mali, Zimbabwe, all across the continent, the Kingdom of Congo, I've been working to build strength in Art of the Congo region because perhaps 40% of all peoples of African ancestry come from Congo and Congo-influenced regions. So education is very important to me. I'm working now with the interpretive staff to come up with a new framework of interpretation as we expand the footprint. And we're focusing on history and geography to key into the public school curriculum, particularly seventh grade, but across the board K through 12. Also, my educational background, I started out in studio art and remain, it seems contemporary art remains sort of my own, my sort of social life, and my friends tend to be artists. So I started out in studio art, but then growing up in a small town in Minnesota, went to college at Hamline University and discovered African art at the Minneapolis Institute. But at that time, I was interested in art from lots of different times and places. I was particularly drawn to Asian art, Romanesque French sculpture and architecture when I studied in Paris as a semester abroad. But then at the graduate level, when I did my MA in art history at the University of Iowa, I got a broad general art historical background, but began to focus on African art, and in particular, Burkina Faso. I've made 7 visits to Africa, 4 of them to Burkina Faso. So my MA is from the University of Iowa. After I left the Museum for African Art in 1997, I returned to teaching, taught most continuously at Vassar College and at City College in Harlem, also taught at FIT and NYU, Drew University, Pace University, but then returned to pursue my PhD in the Department of Performance Studies at NYU. And it's really that perspective, the performance studies background, that gives me a kind of different take on my job at the High. One of the courses that I taught, or that I took at NYU in the Department of Performance Studies, was museum performing objects, museum theater. So I do see a gallery experience as a kind of theatrical set. And with the expansion of the footprint, I'm working to incorporate more sound and movement, so video and music, into the presentation of the works of art.
That's great. Do you have any special events coming up in conjunction with the African art collection at the High?
I, like all Kieran, can visit the museum's website to find out about joining Friends groups at the High. On Thursday, May 23rd, Friends of African Art will host a special evening. It will begin at 6 p.m. with a Meet the Collector opportunity in the Symmetry, Asymmetry, African Textiles Dress and Adornment show. So you can meet Michael Mack and hear about his experiences collecting textiles. And then also at the same moment, from 6 until 7 p.m., in the African Art Gallery, Professor Yomi Ola from Spelman will be signing books. He has a new book called Satires of Power in Yoruba Visual Culture. So he'll be signing books in the African Art Gallery from 6 to 7, so simultaneously with the meet and greet Michael Mack and the Skyway. And then at 7 p.m., Yomi Ola will give a talk based on the book. Yomi, by the way, went to the University of Iowa, studied with the same professor I studied with, but finished his degree and worked on his degree long after I had already departed.
That's great. Is there anything else you'd like to mention before we go today about the permanent collection or any current exhibitions going on right now in the African art collection at the High?
Thursday, May 23rd event is actually the culmination of a partnership with the Alliance Française. This is the 3rd annual Africa Bell celebration, and they've been doing this, it's during the month of April, for the past 3 years. So we partnered this month, but then the culminating event will extend beyond April to that Thursday, May 23rd event. And that's something that I hope to continue into the future. The High is also part of the citywide Africa Atlanta celebration, initiated by Jackie Royster, Dean of the Ivan Allen School of Technology at Georgia Tech. There will be exhibitions and special programming throughout the entire year, 2014, Africa Atlanta.
That's great. Thank you so much for joining me today, Carol, and giving us a little bit, not a little bit, but a lot of great information about the African art collection at the High Museum, as well as your background. This has been Art Speak with Burn Away, and we will see you guys next week.